Right. So it's basically saying one state cannot regulate how another state raises their animals. The cost to comply with Prop 12 would be on average about $3,500 a sow here in Iowa. So what this really does is it protects our Iowa producers and other states as well. That's why you're seeing bipartisan or a lot of support from the Midwest, kind of like the Farm Belt, the Heartland, right? People who have a lot of producers in their districts are taking note of this. And I think it's important to note, like this time it happens to be on sows, but it could be anything, right? So I'm worried about the creep going forward, about what that kind of precedent would set starting in California. So that's what the EATS Act is designed to do. Supreme Court, when they upheld Prop 12, said, Congress, you need to do your job. You need to actually pass a law if you want to overturn this. And so that's what this does. It fixes that challenge.